This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. I got one quick minute to give an intro to this. We're here in a sermon which I preached about a month or two ago at Island. We're looking at the persecuted church of Smyrna. That's where we're at. We're looking at what happened here at this church. Here at Smyrna 2,000 years ago, they made everyone bow the knee to Caesar and swear by the allegiance of Caesar. And the famous pastor there named Polycarp said, "No way am I doing that." This is what's known as the persecuted church. As we go through all seven of these, and this church here has no correction from the Lord Jesus Christ, only encouragement. So that's what we're going to hear here today. Really quickly, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend, Sunday morning at 10:30. We'd love to see you. If you like sermons such as what you're listening to now, I invite you to come out to Island this Sunday morning. Let's hear the last part of this message now, the persecuted church at Smyrna.
Next up in this text, the Lord says this to them, "I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." So how can you say you are a Jew but not be one? I mean, either you are or you're not, right? No. This is what the Apostle Paul said, Romans 2:28. He said, "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision which is outward in flesh. He is a Jew who is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God." Now follow me here. Sometimes Jew in the Bible is to be spiritualized, and sometimes it's not. A true Jew is a child of Abraham. Son of Abraham, who has faith. As it says in Galatians 6:16, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God." The Israel of God is a child of faith, and a son or daughter of Abraham, the father of faith. Also, think about deception for a moment. Let me read that verse again. "I know the blasphemy of those which say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." How could someone be so deceived they don't even know their own nationality? You say that you are a Jew and are not. I've never seen that before in this text. "I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of those which say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." What a statement. Would they worship Satan deliberately if they knew it? No way they wouldn't do that. Not on your life. Again, they're deceived. So deceived, you don't even know you're not a Jew when you call yourself one. They think that something, trying to exterminate Christians, is something, the right thing to do. while something that is trying to exterminate Christians is actually something else, the devil's handiwork. You see, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. These people are deceived. When you get on the news and say, Planned Parenthood is a blessed, great organization, and they're not doing anything wrong, you, my friend, are deceived. Verse 10. Now, the persecuted church, think as I read this to you that this is today. If he wrote a letter to you, to the persecuted church of today, here's what the Son of God says. Apply this here to today. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison so that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation or affliction. You will have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. So once again, the devil's about to put people, or some of you, into prison. Think of this here for today. The Lord's writing to you this letter today, and you're part of the persecuted church. This is what the Lord Jesus says to you today. Don't fear these things you're going to suffer. Behold, the devil is going to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tried, so that you may be tested. You will be afflicted for 10 days. Now, 10 days, remember, 7 is an important number in here. Now, 10 days is probably not literal 10 days. It's just, you know, synonymous for something. It's just a number in the Bible, number 10. You find that like when Daniel said, we want to eat just vegetables for 10 days. Test us after 10 days and then look and see how our appearance is. That number 10 also is significant. Just is significant. Like 6 is, like 3 is, like 7 is, so is the number 10. The devil's going to throw some of you into prison so that you will be tested. Tested by whom? God or Satan? Satan, not God. Because this is what Satan does. This is what Satan does. He tests you. You see, Satan doesn't think that you can make it. Satan says this in Job chapter 2, verse 4. Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. Satan thinks you won't make it to the end. And he knows your weakness, and he thinks he can get you to quit and not overcome and make it to the finish line. The Lord said this in Luke 22:31 to Peter. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired you to have you so that he can sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. That's his desire for you as well. Wants to sift you as wheat. Satan thinks you'll do anything to save your hide until you prove him different. Next up, the Lord encourages the pastor here at Smyrna and all of us to be faithful unto death. And he said, I will give you the crown of life. Now, James talks about this crown as well in James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, there's that word again, tried, you know, like your Satan is wants to treat you like a used car. He's going to, you know, you go on down the street here to go try a used car, see how it runs. Same thing he wants to do with us. Wants to try you. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Verse 11. He that has an ear to hear, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh will not be hurt by the second death. All right, so what is the second death? And how can there be any more than one death? I mean, death is death, right?
Wrong.
Let's turn, please, if you would, to Revelation chapter 20, starting in verse 11. Sometimes I fear this message doesn't have a great effect here on you and people here in this country. Because you can leave here and go out to Sonny's or International House of Pancakes and go home, put the TV on, take thine ease, eat and drink. I fear it's not always going to be that way. Verse 11. I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell, better word there, Hades. Death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. Now that's really hell, the lake of fire. Death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So the second death, which is the lake of fire, is reserved for all those names that are not written in the book of life. Now, a lot of people think that once you die, you just wink out and it's all over. And to that I say, well, if the first death didn't kill you, why do you think the second one will? You know, you can run, but you can't hide. You know, the Bible says the sea is going to give up the dead which are in them. Meaning there's no escaping. You will be raised up again on the last day to stand before God. Whether or not you've been cremated, whether or not your body, like Osama bin Laden, is in the bottom of the sea, or alive still in Iraq, as some people would think, no matter who you are, when you die, no matter what state your body is, you're going to be raised up again, and you're going to stand before him. And all those whose names are not written in the book of life will face the second death. And you're still not going to wink out at the second death. The first death didn't kill you, neither will the second one. Meaning you will face, as it says here, well, the devil, if you look in verse 10, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So do not be deceived. You will not reign in hell. You will not wink out if you leave this world rejecting Jesus Christ. Do not be deceived. Receive Jesus Christ and reign with him in his kingdom.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.